Hi, and welcome to episode 6 of Things I Care About. And how tired am I? A lot. Very, very tired. But okay, let's go. First of all, there is a small change in the website's address. It's now, well, the previous one is still available, so if you bookmarked it, it's okay. But you can check the blog at tikapod.site.vu. That is tikapod.site.vu. And now on to the themes that today are well, bad science report and just bad science, or no science at all in this case. First, couple of, well, real and important newspapers and TV channels and all that talking about crazy shit. It's not crazy, it's just they see it in one way and tell it the way that gives them most audience. It's the amazing trees on Mars story. It's a lie. And yeah, for example, Fox News, that to which I will post a link on the website. Fox News has a big headline saying, "Are those trees on Mars?" Well, the answer that they already knew is no. No, they are not trees on Mars. The question was raised. It wasn't raised, actually. It was pretty sure that there were not trees on Mars, but there was a photograph from Mars taken by NASA, by the Mars Reconnaissance Orbiter, took a very pretty picture of Mars. I mean, there you see structures that on the picture look like trees. Now, if there were trees on Mars, well, it wouldn't be a secret by now. So yeah, it was pretty clear that those weren't trees, and in fact NASA has explained that they are not. It's fun how I make gestures when I am talking to my laptop. yeah, there are actually trails of some material that makes these trails because of landslides caused by the frosting and defrosting of the dioxide carbon ice or dry ice that is very abundant on Mars. And when that slides, it makes this kind of lines that you see on the picture that I will post on the website too. And yeah, it looks like some tall straight thingy that for some reason people thought, well, a forest, of course. Yeah, and makes me angry is that if you read the article, it's the NASA explanation is there, but if you read the headline that reads, "Are those trees on Mars?" No, you say they're not a few lines below. Don't make those headlines. And the Telegraph, British newspaper, well, that as the headline on that one is NASA photographs trees on Mars, but at least here trees is quoted, meaning that they are giving a hint that they are not trees. Fox News, and I shouldn't be, well, no one is that amazed that Fox News does bad reports anymore, but yeah, they don't even do that. So Yeah, the Chicago Sun Times has the trees in thingies again. Mark, there's a like they no, it's not trees. So yeah, and well, hint that they are not trees. Some of the lines are 167 feet tall. Tall, no, because they're not vertical. They just appear to be on the picture. So yeah, please don't make stupid headlines. Help us, help you. Okay, second, just plain stupidity. It comes from the crazy loony that all those anti-vaccination campaigns and anti-vaccination websites and general craziness. Yeah, the others are just trying to get ratings. These are actually dangerous people. They are. I'm sure they don't understand how dangerous they are, but they are. Yeah, so they basically pick on everything about vaccines. Everything about vaccines is bad, but and vaccines for them are basically the cause to every bad thing in humanity. But they especially focus on dun, 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 vaccines cause autism on children. So if you try to point out to these people that there was autism before there were vaccination campaigns, they'll just continue screaming at you, "You are killing my baby." So there's really no point to it. The bad. Why are these crazy people specifically more harmful than another? Well, vaccination campaigns are well, one of the most successful things the humankind has ever done. It's amazing that through vaccination we have been able to effectively make some diseases extinct. That is amazing feat. Smallpox was eradicated from the world. And that is a pretty nasty disease, and we managed to ban it. It is gone. There are a few smallpox vials kept for research, and that's all. Other than that, it's gone. And how is that bad? I don't know. But yeah. And so these campaigns really are really harmful because they keep us from doing the same to more diseases possibly. And if people stop vaccinating, that there's a reason why smallpox is gone. It's because everyone that can have it. It's now immune, but it's immune because there are the vaccination made us immune. So if you stop vaccinating people, not against smallpox, there is no need for that, at least for now. There is no guarantee you won't return, by the way, in a few years when our immunities go low because they are basically unused now. Yeah. And that's one of the reasons why why the virus is kept, because there is a possibility it will come back. And yeah, but if people just start believing this crazy shit, and some people do, this basically kills any attempt we make to protect our society from these diseases, not smallpox, but other ones. And so this is one of the cases where made up things, completely made up things, are getting in the way of well, mankind moving forward and evolving. And this would be, I am all for freedom of speech, but these guys are idiots, and they are harmful idiots. They are not the other kind that is funny idiots. They are idiots, but you kind of laugh at them. Yeah, they are stupid, but they harm no one. No, this is the kind that you should really fight. This is the kind that they are bad. They are bad crazy. So yeah, if you see someone telling you, "Yeah, I'm not gonna take that vaccine because, well, any reason." If there is a disease that is harmful enough, I understand people that say, "No, I don't want the flu shot. That doesn't bother me." But when we are talking about other serious stuff, it's just crazy. Okay, and that it's it for today. And tomorrow I will have some more news from Mars. This time real news, and it's real, but it's sad at the same time. So not very good news. And some other thing that I will think about in the time. We have, if you go to the blog, you have probably seen it, but there is a Twitter account to the podcast. So yeah, I tweet there every now and then. So follow us. That will be cool. And you can reply and make some questions and whatever. So until tomorrow, there will probably be another episode. So see ya.